We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
On the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield, live from Blono Pizza Company in Normal, welcome to the Kristen Gillespie Show, presented by Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy, and by State Farm. Just say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, and someone will be ready to help. Now, here's Greg Holbleib.
Welcome to Blono Pizza Co. here on Cross Creek Drive, White Oak Drive, and Martin Luther King Drive. It is time for us to talk a little Redbird basketball. And that's quite an entrance. I like that. Coach Kristen Gillespie is with us here at the Kristen Gillespie Show.
For coming out. Really appreciate it.
It's a good crowd. Thank you guys for coming on out. It was just a little reminder, Kristen Gillespie Show is brought to you by the great taste of Bud Light. Easy to drink and easy to enjoy. We're going to talk about a couple of games in Iowa, like it or not. We're going to chat about them up. We're going to chat them up here in the first segment. Our student-athlete spotlight segment is brought to you by Country Financial Representative Catherine Peterson, as well as Shannon Smith and Tom Peterson, Little City, the real estate team from RE/MAX Rising. And looking forward to our conversation with Deja Smith, who is in the house. Day-Day is here and ready to go, and she's about ready to get her some Blono Pizza Co. Fare. And we'll chat with Day here in a little bit. And then we have a big week that's coming up at home. We have actually some special things that are going on in conjunction with the two games this week against the Chicago area teams. So a lot coming up Thursday night and then Saturday late afternoon. So get you some plans made to come on out to Sefcu Arena. All right.
All right, let's rip this Band-Aid off. Let's go. Here we go. Let's go. Let's get it over. Here we go.
All right.
Nope. No, I mean, we did it as a team today. And
okay, yeah. That was my first question, so go right ahead. Tell me what
so
you did.
It's so interesting because our staff, it's been a long couple days, and this group is usually when teams practice poorly, you as a coach, you're like, oh, gosh, you just go in with like a gut feeling, and you're like, aye, you know, and I can honestly say we haven't had a poor practice maybe since the Belmont Murray State. And that wasn't even that, like, I don't know what it is. And we are going to crack this road game code. I promise you that. But it's just we haven't lost them. I mean, we had an awesome day of practice. They will tell you we're upbeat, we're confident in one another, we're so connected off the court. It's just not real sure. It's just we have to be a little bit mentally tougher when things don't go our way early on, and I think it kind of snowballs, and that's what happened this past weekend. But you know, as much as disappointed I was, I made a very conscious a decision to focus on the last 20 minutes of the Drake game, because we won by seven, and it wasn't like it was just junk time. I mean, it was still. I mean, everyone was on the floor, and you know, if we would
for both games,
if we would have played that way, you know, and we beat them at home. Like, there's no team in this league that we can't beat. We're at home. I think we're the best team in the league. It's just there's been a disconnect on the road, and we got to figure it out. At least we have the players. At least we have shown that we can do it. It would be a different story right now if we hadn't shown it. It's just how do we figure it out? And you know, we still have control of our destiny, which is great. And as I reminded our team the last 2 years, the team, and Scott said this after our last game, it is great to finish first in, you know, regular season, but the team that's won it the last 2 years has finished fourth, you know, and it's, you know, I just, our big goal, we want to be in that top four because you don't have to play Thursday, and it's still very much in our control. It stinks. Weekends like this absolutely stink, and there's no other way, and I could probably say other words, but I'll keep it PG today. It just stinks. And
we appreciate it. So is the FCC.
You know, it tests your – honestly, what weekends like this, it tests what you preach. It makes me a better – it tests if I'm really practicing what I preach, because you want to second guess, you want to – you want to just go into this horribly dark place, and it's like I tell our players that they can't do that. I can't allow myself to do that. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect. If you ask Britt or my parents, they would probably laugh that I'm saying that. But it's just – it is a choice, and we have a choice right now, and it's a very critical choice. And I had some great individual conversations with some of our players today that they came in and talked, and you know, I know we're in good hands. We just gotta figure it out.
Could it be? And I am not trying to belabor this point, but it bears repeating that this is the youngest team, or maybe the least experienced team in 3 years.
Oh, without a doubt.
So every time we go on the road, it's new to those people. Because they haven't been in those places before. Should that make that big of a difference? Some people may think not. But every place, every venue, every city is another routine that you haven't been through before. I don't know.
No.
This is closet psychology.
No, you're
here.
Good.
This and $2 will buy a pantograph.
Heck yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, my God. I wish I would have been a psychology major. there may be some things like that. But I do think it. The vast majority of our team have not played in situations like that. We have three players that, are tried and true. Everyone else, even our player guest, this is her, sixth, eighth, seventh, ninth year of college. In battle,
track.
I don't know. I lose track. She's, 32 over there. She's an old woman, but she hasn't been in the battles with us.
Right.
You know, she hasn't been, and she's doing such great things. Our freshman. Man, they have great weekends, and then they have a couple tough games. But that's going to happen. But never have we really relied on, hey, this is what, you know, this group. Last year we were spoiled. We had five players that have been there, done that. And, you know, and it's going to – some years you have five players that have been there, done that. Some years you have a couple. But we also have a bright future, too. Like, these kids are – you know, so it's just – I knew there was going to be some ebbs and flows. So I'm just hoping the valleys are through now, and it's just, can we build? And it's one day at a time. And I think it's just human nature, and I am as guilty. You worry about what lies ahead. You worry about next week and in 2 weeks, or what's going on, you know, this weekend on Sunday, who won? And it's, we can't live like that. And I told our team that it's just, all we can control is what type of practice did we have today. And
sure,
we were outstanding, and we had a great film session, and I had great conversations. Like, our players didn't walk in today all bubbly. They walked in kind of mad at themselves because they knew they didn't perform as well as they could have. And that, as a coach, that's what you need, you know. But it wasn't like, woe is us, we have no hope. It's more like they were ticked off at themselves. Yeah. And I think that's important. And it's that they weren't placing blame. It just, we missed this opportunity. But we also have 8 games ahead of us that are all winnable games. There can be some great games in those 8 games. But can we just stay one day at a time?
Yeah. It's as I talked to you before I hit record, I forget, well, it must have been on Saturday, that, you know, they've done it. They beat these 2 teams. And they beat them well with dominating performances. So it's not like they don't have the ability to do it and are questioning themselves there. So, and I just feel like I'm just beating the daylights out of this. But it's a case of just come out and be more proactive in your mind. I mean, and I know that's what you're preaching. Just saying, we've done this. This is we've proven that we beat these guys and we did it well. So go out there proactive instead of waiting to see what will happen. And I know that's your common approach anyway.
100%. And we always talk about fast starts and being locked in. It's like if the ball goes in for us that first shot, it's like some sort of magic fairy dust that gets sprinkled over. Mm-hmm. And, I've watched both games so many, a couple different times this weekend already. And like our first offensive possession, we run a set, and Shan has a great look right down and lays it in, and the ball hits, and bounces out. And, okay, but, like, if that goes in, is that, you play this game with yourself. And, and you and I, it was a perfect storm that, they played outstanding. They played with a lot of emotion. They had a young lady go down with an ACL the game before. And, I mean, we ran into a buzzsaw. But I was hoping we were going to respond we did some good thing. It just, the first half kind of got away from us. And at Drake, it's very unique because it can do that.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's with their crowd. But in the years past, and I will talk about 2 years ago, the team that won won in Moline, same thing happened to us. And we walked in with about the same deficit at halftime, and we left with a 50-point loss, which was, I still have nightmares. I wake up in a cold sweat over that one.
Yes.
Last year, same thing happened. We lost by 30-plus. So I am choosing to define the positives, and this isn't a moral. It's just, once again, there are 18 to 22-year-old young people, too, that want to compete and they want to do well. So it's, we could have thrown it in, and we could have lost by 40 very easily at Drake. Because I've witnessed those games. I've had a front row ticket to a few of those suckers.
And I've been across from you with the same kind of visibility.
You know what I mean? In both times that has happened, we've had teams win championships. So it wasn't just bad. Just in our first year or two, that was a little rough around the edges.
Well,
that was
different.
For different reasons, My goodness. So I just I like our group. I mean, this is a fun group. As a coach sometimes, and I know you can never publicly say this, there have been teams in my 20-plus years that I have enjoyed coaching more than others. It is what it is. And this team isn't one of them. This team is they're a great group. There's not a, oh, God, here we go. It's just, no, I enjoy going to work every day. I enjoy coaching these young women every day. They're fun. I enjoy our dinners on the road. You witness it. They're a talkative group. They're not a cliquey group. They're not a – and I think that's the maddening thing for our staff is just – we just haven't figured out what exactly that button on the road is yet. And we will. And I'm confident. And, I have faith. I have faith in our program. I have faith in our staff and those 13 young women.
Well, I wouldn't call you out if I disagreed, but I don't. I will reinforce because I agree, because this group is a really together group. And I mean together as a team, but also they have a lot of things together. They're still just trying to figure some things out. So the best part of all this is this weekend, as you just said at the start things out, finished on an up note.
Yep.
Okay, you lost 3 out of the 4 halves, but the fourth half, the one that you won, was the last half that you played in hostile territory while the game was still on the line, and you got it down to 13, which the way things were starting, as you said, that could have been a half century. And instead, you got it down to 13. You got it to within striking range.
Should have been 10. Maya hits the 3, and they get called for it.
Yes.
I can't say it. But that had nothing to do with it. But that was a really pivotal play right there.
I thought it was, too.
I tell you what, that was very I don't know. Moving screen, but I don't know. There was a lot of moving screens going on, but I don't know. But it was, but that's the thing. And those are like, as a coach, you look back, you study box scores, and you're going through play by play, and like, if we make that one, cut it to 10, like, what could have happened? You know, but it's also, you know, there's a lot of things you can look at like that. But I liked our resolve because in the last 2 years, I hadn't seen that. Like, things had spiraled the other way, you know, in the second half. And so I was really disappointed. And trust me, at halftime, I think our team knew exactly how I felt. That was probably my most, I don't know the word to say, passionate, I guess, halftime talk to them. Or, you know, I was very descriptive with my feelings of how we were playing. Didn't hold anything back, they will tell you. But we needed that a little bit. But I was joking. I was like, well, hell, do I have to, like, before games, my pregame talk, like, say that stuff?
Light
like,
into them and before
like,
the game?
Like, what in the world? Like, I will, I guess. But I don't really enjoy that. I mean, no. I'm not that type of person. I can get pushed to that level. But no. I would rather be, you know, positive and pumping up. But it worked. But I don't know. I love this team, and I have faith in us, and we have a great opportunity. If you look how our schedule plays out, we have 5 out of the last 8 at home, which is the good Lord above knew
good.
That was going to
be
a time. I know this is huge, and you know, I just we're gonna get it. If we will take care of our business and just focus, everything will work out in the end. I truly believe that. We can't worry about, oh God, what is you and I doing, or what's my, or oh so and so. Who cares? I'm guilty of this. We get caught up in that. Can we just stay in our lane, keep our head down, and just try to become the best versions of ourselves? If we do that, we'll be okay.
Yeah, I firmly believe that as well. That's why I don't want to break those games down. We kind of just did.
Perfect.
I don't need to talk about numbers or anything like that. Well, no, although, you know, our player guest, I thought, was a real bright spot
of
you and I.
She was really good.
Her experience with I talked about the lack thereof overall, but she is still experienced.
100%.
And that showed up at Northern Iowa, and I was really impressed with her. And since I do sit courtside, I can see faces and I can see body language, and I really liked hers.
What I love about Day, and she may hasn't been through as many battles within our program, but she is battle tested, and you know, she just wants to win, and she's a fierce competitor. And she, once you step on in between those lines, what I love about Day is, like, that's all she cares about. She just wants to win. She wants to help us do whatever. And she's willing to, you know, be a verbal leader when needed. And, you know, she's a lead by example kid. But, you know, she plays with passion. And that's what we love. And she was outstanding at UNI. And, you know, I know she's playing with a lot of urgency. You know, her collegiate career, there's a timer going on in her head. And I know these next, you know, month, five to 6 weeks of basketball will be her best. I am 100% certain of that.
I think chatted like early in the season. Might have been the exhibition, might have been against Illinois Wesleyan. I'm not sure, but I just said, ooh, she's one of the more athletic players we've had here, period.
Yes. And I mean, and Day has been dealt a really tough hand. I mean, it's just, you talk about young people that you want to cheer for, it is Deja Smith. I mean, she, and I won't get into too much of her story. She had some, I'll let her, if she wants to get into her collegiate experiences, I think her first 2 stops weren't the best for her. And I think it really, you know, maybe shook her love for the game or her confidence. She ended up at Wabash Valley Junior College, played for a great coach, and had a great year. Was, you know, an All-American, comes here, have such high hopes. In her first, I don't know, couple weeks being on campus, she tears her ACL. And then it's just like, it stinks, because now you have all this positive momentum, and then you're dealt with this hand. And then she comes back, she rehabs, and she's playing really well this summer. And then we have to do a procedure that sits her out because her knee, she had really bad tendonitis in it. She misses almost 8 weeks, September and October. So now you have all this, and it's like, oh, by the way, now you have to be shut down. So, like, she's finally getting in the swing of things, and I don't know. She's had a lot of personal stuff go on. If there is a young person you want to cheer for, it is her, because I won't tell her whole story, but she has been dealt a lot of tough hands in her life on and off the court, and, I mean, she just keeps showing up, and she shows up for her teammates. She shows up for our program, and it's an honor to coach her, and I'm just proud that she's a Redbird.
Hey, if you don't remember a conversation last year, you'll get a reminder now. I do remember it, and so that's why I'm looking forward to it. So why don't we go ahead and get her up here and let her tell a little bit about what it's like being a Redbird and what it's like being Day-Day.
Yeah, sounds great.
That's coming up next. Kristen Gillespie Show, we're at Blono Pizza Co., where it's a great place for groups. Awesome atmosphere, great food, something for everyone. Get your team together at Blono Pizza Co., proud supporter of Redbird Athletics, and thank you for supporting and coming on out tonight as well. Student-athlete segment with Deja Smith is next. It's the Kristen Gillespie Show, presented by Bud Light on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Shannon Smith.
And Tom Little City Peterson, your local real estate experts from RE/MAX Rising.
We are proud supporters of Illinois State University Athletics.
As lifelong Redbird fans, it's our privilege to present the Student Athlete Spotlight segment of the Coaches Show.
We wish the Redbirds and Coach Gillespie and Coach Peden a successful basketball season. Let's all spread the red and support Illinois State University Athletics.
Go, you Redbirds!
Ground beef is only $2.99 a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And $2.99 a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for ground beef every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Denny's Donuts and Bakery has been a loyal Redbird supporter for over 40 years. When it comes to the competition, no one comes close to the taste of one of their fresh-made donuts. Mmm, they're great for your next school or church function, or even just to enjoy at home. Stop in and pick up yours at Denny's Donuts and Bakery, located at 1107 South Main Street in Bloomington. Denny's Donuts and Bakery and Redbird Basketball, a winning combination.
Why do I shop at Bloomington Meats? The answer is simple. They have earned the title the best meat on Bun Street by being an old-fashioned butcher shop who takes care of their customers. They cut their product fresh daily. They support our community by buying from local farmers when they can, and they support local charities. And talk about selection. Man, they have got it all. Beef, pork, and so much more. They've got stuff like buns, marinades, rubs, sauces, condiments. They even have 60 flavors of brats to help keep things interesting at dinnertime all year round. They are the original home of the monthly meat bundle, and they are still the best value at just $35. That's why I shop at Bloomington Meats. They've got everything I need, and they've got the best value. Check out the old-fashioned butcher shop known as the best meat on Bun Street, and I think you're going to agree with me. Go to 2401 Bun Street, where you'll find a family-owned local business that supports our local communities. Bloomington Meats.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation, ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through February 25th, get gig speed internet for $35 a month for 12 months when you add unlimited mobile. Plus, get Wi-Fi equipment included for 2 years. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan, auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Tax and fees extra and may change. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. After 12 months, internet increases to $60. After 24 months, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. Actual speeds vary.
Welcome back to Blown O Pizza Co. It is the Kristen Gillespie Show, presented by Bud Light. This is a great place. Thanks to everybody here who's been so friendly and accommodating to us all season long. We still have a few more to bring you because we still have 8 more games of the women's season, and we're going to be here Mondays. And, you know, the guys, again, no Coach Peden Show tonight because they're already in Paradise getting ready to take on Indiana State tomorrow night. Which you'll hear on the network, 5:30. Remember, their Eastern time in Terre Haute. So, all right, time now for our Student Athlete Spotlight. It is brought to you by the Shannon Smith and Tom Peterson Real Estate Team from RE/MAX Rising, as well as Country Financial Representative Catherine Peterson. She is a 5'11 senior. She is out of, as I was reminded by my guys back in the studio, Michael Jackson's hometown.
Yes, Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana. She's from Lighthouse Charter School, and she's had a couple of stops, but we are so glad she has stopped here at Illinois State University. It's Deja Smith, everybody.
Thank you.
Day-Day. That's Day or Day-Day.
Whichever you prefer.
Does anybody call you Deja?
If I'm in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have to just to be official about it. Okay, Deja's missing into the game. It's probably the last time I say it even.
Yeah, if I have a defensive lap, you'll hear Coach G yelling Deja, not Day-Day or Day.
It's Deja.
Yeah, it's Deja then.
I love it. She's a senior. Is your height right? I haven't asked everybody that. I think it is. I mean, they have you listed at 5'11". Yeah, that's about
I like
right.
to be called 6 foot, though. It just looks better.
I agree.
Sounds better, too.
I agree. All right, that's a deal. Because I had to go the other way with C.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have her listed at 5'4". And one of the first things I asked her, I says, 5'4"?
5'4".
She's not 5'4". So I go with what she said. So I'll go with that. With 6 foot. I'm good with that. All right. How freeing has it been to get on the court?
Man, it's amazing. Like, my journey has just been so crazy. It's just a blessing to be able to step on the court and play basketball.
Well, we're glad to see you playing basketball, wearing red. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I wasn't kidding. And I told Coach G this, and I told a couple of others, too. I said, when I finally got to see you in action, but in some workouts, and then also on the exhibition game, I said, "Man, she's got springs, and she flies. I mean, she is such an athlete. I mean, you probably felt like a caged animal for a little while, but
a caged bird let loose. Yeah.
All right, the athleticism. How hard was it to get that back? I mean, you again, Coach Diaz. She mentioned your injury, and you know they kind of got. Then multiplied a little bit before this season, and you didn't get to play at all last year. But what was it like working your way back?
It definitely takes some time, and I feel like it's more mental than anything, just from getting hurt. Then you do all the rehab to come back, then to get hurt right again after that. And that's the kind of cycle I've been going through for the past few years. So it's been a mental battle, but physically I feel like, you know, it always comes back once you get to going. So the physical part of it hasn't been the worst. It's just, you know, keeping a steady head and being able to keep moving forward.
So where's that metal part come from? Because that doesn't just get the light switch flipped overnight. That has to come. I mean, you had to develop that over time.
Yeah, I definitely had my times where I didn't want to play anymore, but just this is what I love to do. I've been playing basketball ever since I could dribble a ball. As soon as I could walk, my dad had a basketball in my hand. So this is just, I love it. Like, it's in me. I told myself a couple times, I'm about to hang it up. I don't really want to play basketball no more, but I keep finding myself just back here. It's my heart.
So. Yeah, you'd miss it too much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of you.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Gary, Lighthouse Charter School, what kind of school was that? Sounds like you guys had some success
when you were playing there?
Yeah, we won sectional championship 3 years in a row. Never made it to state or anything, but I enjoyed my sectional championships. We had a pretty good team. Mm-hmm. We played against a few good people. Dana Evans, who plays for the Chicago Sky now, she went to a school around the corner from me. So that was always a great game every year. That was, you know, good competition to go against every year. And I'm really good friends with her. So it's just amazing to be able to play against people like that and push me forward.
So then your path took you a little farther south, down to Indiana State, then to UIC, before Wabash Valley. How hard is it? I'm just going to kind of lump this together because I want people to get the right idea about, you know, maybe why you need to change the venue and some locations. Sometimes you just can't know about a fit. And sometimes it's just like, I have to do something. I mean, are those – that has to be terribly hard.
Yeah, sometimes you feel like – you can go on these visits to these schools and talk to these people, and it feels right, but you won't know until you're actually there every day and doing the things that they want you to do. Those two spots, it didn't feel like home for me. I didn't feel like I was accepted. And so I found myself going to Wabash Junior College, and I loved it. I loved the coach, Coach Luke. I love him to death. He's one of my favorite coaches ever. He believed in me. He trusted me. He knew that I was there to get a job done, and we both trusted each other. So that made it so much easier being able to play for him.
I have to believe, and I'm thinking about someone else who just did it earlier in her career, in D. Mm-hmm. And she played at a great junior college program at Moberly. And then you had a great junior college program, a really top drawer one at Wabash Valley. And I just have to believe that that really accelerated your progress. Even though you'd had a couple of seasons, that had to be kind of a freeing and kind of the development year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely was. Like, before that year, I definitely planned to quit. I didn't want to play basketball no more. I'm trying to find jobs. Like, what can I do with my life? What else do I have in me? But he called me up like, we're going to make this work. Like, I know what you have in you. I trust you. I believe in you. And that's exactly what we did.
So where did you progress from that year at Wabash? And I mean both physically and even mentally, if you grew that way too. What areas do you think you really got better?
I would say being at that junior college, I'm able to appreciate the little things. You know, going to junior college, you don't really have the same resources that I have here now, like the funds, the equipment, just the amount of people we have to help us. So it's a very humbling experience, very humbling. So I'm blessed to be able to go through that now when I'm here. I'm just grateful for every single thing I get. Like, even sitting right here on this show, this would never happen at a junior college, you know. I'm just grateful for the experiences and the people I get to meet and see every day.
Fell in love with it again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you never lost the love. I mean,
yeah, it never fully went away, clearly.
Yeah, but I mean, it kind of blossomed a little bit. That's great. All right, so how did you end up here then at Illinois State after that season at Wabash?
Being at Wabash, Coach G and Coach Scott, they came up and they saw me practice. And from that day forward, I just kept talking to them. And when the end of the season came on a visit, and it felt like home. And it still feels like home now, even from then to now, it still feels like home. So I know I made the right decision. From then to now, it still feels like home. So I know I made the right decision to where I wanted to be.
We happen to agree, just so that you know. I think I pretty think it's a unanimous, as a matter of fact.
Lyme disease is caused by a tick bite. It's more common than you think. If you or your child is bitten by a tick, Global Lyme Alliance is here to help. Our physician referral program has assisted thousands of patients in finding the right doctors and the proper treatments. You don't have to go through it alone. GLA's peer-to-peer mentorship program will match you with a supportive mentor to help guide you through your Lyme disease journey. To learn more about our patient services, visit GLA.org. That's GLA.org.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Ground beef is only $2.99 a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And $2.99 a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for ground beef every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Denny's Donuts and Bakery has been a loyal Redbird supporter for over 40 years. When it comes to the competition, no one comes close to the taste of one of their fresh-made donuts. Mmm, they're great for your next school or church function, or even just to enjoy at home. Stop in and pick up yours at Denny's Donuts and Bakery, located at 1107 South Main Street in Bloomington. Denny's Donuts and Bakery and Redbird Basketball, a winning combination.
This is Shannon Smith.
And Tom Little City Peterson, your local real estate experts from RE/MAX Rising.
We are proud supporters of Illinois State University Athletics.
As lifelong Redbird fans, it's our privilege to present the Student Athlete Spotlight segment of the Coaches Show.
We wish the Redbirds and Coach Gillespie and Coach Peden a successful basketball season. Let's all spread the red and support Illinois State University Athletics.
Go, you Redbirds!
DoubleTree by Hilton Bloomington, the preferred hotel for Redbird Athletics. Call DoubleTree for your next Hilton stay. 309-664-6446. Need space to hold a meeting or event? We are here for you. DoubleTree by Hilton Bloomington. 309-664-6446. That's 309-664-6446. Where the little things mean everything.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Okay.
Hello, Paul Davis Restoration. How can we make your day better?
When you have a disaster in your home, call Paul. Paul Davis Restoration. When the smoke and damage of a fire strikes your home, call Paul. You'll talk to a real person who can help you right away. They'll turn your disaster into a memory and get your home back to good with just one call.
When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis Restoration. From water damage to fire and smoke damage to mold remediation. When you have a home disaster, give Paul Davis Restoration a call, and help is on its way.
Here we go. guest on our Student Athlete Spotlight. Presented by your country financial agent, Catherine Peterson, and the Shannon Smith and Tom Peterson real estate team from RE/MAX Rising. And sorry for an occasional technical glitch back on the WJBC scene, so we'll get that worked out and fixed up just as best we can. But we are with you on JBC, and we're with you on Facebook, and so we're with Deja Smith right now. All right, Day-Day, this team kind of, it's just, tell me about this team. I just want to know about the makeup of the team and how you see it, because I know that we've got a lot of people who are going through this, and you heard me talk with Coach G about it for the first time. So describe to me, in your words, kind of the makeup of this team. Is it just like a lot of new faces that are just kind of learning, plus the old hands like yourself?
It's very interesting. Like, I've been a part of a lot of teams, and I will say this is probably the first team I've been on where everybody's able to mesh. Like, we have, you know, the arguments on the court. Who doesn't? But outside of that, like, we're super cool. Like, anybody can hang with anybody. When we go to dinner, it's new people sitting with new people every time. It's not the same people. Like, we just click. For whatever reason it is, I'm not complaining about it. I'm not mad about it, because it's very rare. It's very rare. But we just click for whatever reason it is.
I love that. And it helps on the floor. I mean, granted, you know, even if there's a stumble here and there, it just seems to help on the floor, doesn't it? All right, tell me a little bit about the support system, the family. Growing up in Gary, Indiana, sometimes Gary gets such a bad rap, but there's so many cool things about Gary, and I know there is.
Yeah. Gary, Indiana, also a very interesting place. I wouldn't lie, we don't have much. Like, when it comes to resources and gyms and just positive outlets for us to have, it's to the bare minimum. But we always find somewhere for us to go and make a positive impact for the city. Like me, I'm playing basketball. I hope to go play professional basketball to make a name for myself and the city. To bring positive outlets for us to have, it's to the bare minimum.
And you had
my brother. He came all the way from Georgia just to see me, my dad, my grandma, my auntie, all my cousins. It was a great game.
I mean, that, and I was tickled to death because I had to make mention. I said, well, good. You know, it's always great when we're able to play near one of the hometowns.
Yeah.
One of the players. And, you know, you can't get a whole lot closer than Gary de Valparaiso. It's just right there. Mm-hmm. And introduce us once again.
So my dad, I would say he's probably my biggest supporter when it comes to basketball, just simply because he's the one that put everything into me. He paved the way for me. He was also my AAU coach at the time. He coached me in high school for all 4 years. So I'm just very connected with him when it comes to basketball. But my whole family supports me, from mom, dad, grandma. I have younger sisters, my older brother, my nieces, nephews. Like, we all just pour into each other, and I'm a very family-oriented person, and I love that, and I love that they support.
You kind of have a big family.
Yeah, I have.
How many brothers and sisters?
How many of us is it? Sorry, I got to count. It's really that many of us.
I can tell you what they have listed here, whether it's right or not, anyway.
I really got to count, seriously. One, two, three, four. It's six of us.
Yeah.
Six of us.
Okay, well, good. Yeah. That matches. Good job, Keely, for getting all that down.
I have an older sister, then an older brother, then it's me, then I have three younger sisters after that.
Any other athletes?
Yes, my younger sister, Davina, she plays basketball for IU East in Richmond, Indiana.
Okay.
And then my brother, he played basketball, but he decided to go to the Army, so he packed that away.
Good for him, though.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Then my younger sister, Delilah, she is getting into dance, so that's her thing. So
that's a big thing.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so for hoopers, it's just me and my sister Davina. We're the forefront when it comes to basketball.
Well, if she's got half the talent,
she's pretty good. Trust me, she's pretty good, and she's younger than me, and she's taller and bigger than me.
Oh boy. Well, maybe there's big things.
She's a sophomore in college, and she got me beat.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, tell me about. What do we need to do just for Redbirds to be successful on the way down? I forgot to ask about your plans. I will in a little bit. But let's go back to that question about what the Redbirds to get six, to continue the success they've had? Because, you know, this weekend notwithstanding, I mean, they're still having a good season. What needs to happen for that to continue and maybe to continue to grow?
I just feel like we need to have more confidence. Like, we have the talent. We have all the pieces we need to be great. We just got to be confident when we step on the floor in between those four lines. From the start of the game to the end, I feel like sometimes we step on the floor and our confidence is shot out the gate. So that's why sometimes we have had our slow starts. But we need to go in the game with that confidence that we have at the end. If we keep that the whole game, we can't be messed with.
I agree with that. And you have the experience. You know, you're obviously a little older than some of the others. So do you try to, you know, express that?
I definitely try to pour in and add my two cents. Like, the journey is not over. And me, I want to go to the NCAA tournament. I'm pretty sure the whole team does too. But we think this now is hard. It just keeps getting harder and harder and harder. So the more we prepare ourselves now, the more we'll be prepared for later.
And I'm sure you're kind of feeling it a little bit too, since, you know, you're going to be, you know, you're kind of the home stretch of your basketball career. Mm-hmm. And that'd be awfully nice for your sake too.
Yeah, that'd be a nice way to end it off. NCAA tournament appearance.
Yes, ma'am. How about plans? What are you studying and what would you like to be doing once the Redbird days are over?
So I graduated last spring, so now I'm just taking small courses, like acting classes and theater classes, because I plan to do that, like, later.
Right. I forgot that. You told me that last year.
Yeah, when the basketball stops dribbling, I plan on going to acting and modeling and all that stuff. That's what my classes are geared towards now. But I do plan on going overseas after the season is over with.
Man, you'll do great. I can just see it. I mean, you just have a presence. am I? Yeah.
Thank you, not just
on the basketball floor. You do. Day, I always enjoy talking to you. I love seeing you just even during warm-ups. Appreciate the high and the thumbs up and everything, too. Let's keep it going. Let's have a fun last 6 weeks and beyond. What do you say?
Will do.
Thanks a lot. Deja
Go
Smith.
Birds.
Go Birds is right. Deja Smith, our student-athlete spotlight, brought to you by the Shannon Smith and Todd Peterson Real Estate Team from RE/MAX Rising, as well as your country financial agent, Steve City Peterson and Catherine Peterson. Coach G coming back. Big home weekend coming up with Valpo and UIC. All next here from Blono Pizza Co. on the Kristen Gillespie Show, presented by Bud Light on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
Ground beef is only $2.99 a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And $2.99 a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for ground beef every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Denny's Donuts and Bakery has been a loyal Redbird supporter for over 40 years. When it comes to the competition, no one comes close to the taste of one of their fresh-made donuts. Mmm, they're great for your next school or church function, or even just to enjoy at home. Stop in and pick up yours at Denny's Donuts and Bakery, located at 1107 South Main Street in Bloomington. Denny's Donuts and Bakery and Redbird Basketball, a winning combination.
This is Shannon Smith.
And Tom Little City Peterson, your local real estate experts from RE/MAX Rising.
We are proud supporters of Illinois State University Athletics.
As lifelong Redbird fans, it's our privilege to present the Student Athlete Spotlight segment of the Coaches Show.
We wish the Redbirds and Coach Gillespie and Coach Peden a successful basketball season. Let's all spread the red and support Illinois State University Athletics.
Go, go you Redbirds!
We all have a mission in life. For some, it's sinking that game-winning shot. For others, it's cheering for your team from the sidelines. At OSF Healthcare,
We want you to be the best you possible. We're here for the Bloomington Normal community to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission, we're here to support it so you can get back to the court, the field, or the stands. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org/mission.
What makes First State Bank different from every other bank? This is Jim Roseland, and I'm not going to tell you that our products are much different than theirs, but no different than the best college athletes making personal sacrifices so their team can win. First State Bank sacrifices our self-interest in order for our customers to win. If you're not working with us, you should see why everyone else is. Come visit us at the corner of Eastland Drive and Hershey Road or at firststatebank.biz. First State Bank, member FDIC.
Why do I shop at Bloomington Meats? The answer is simple. They have earned the title the best meat on Bun Street by being an old-fashioned butcher shop who takes care of their customers. They cut their product fresh daily. They support our community by buying from local farmers when they can, and they support local charities. And talk about selection. Man, they have got it all. Beef, pork, and so much more. They've got stuff like buns, marinades, rubs, sauces, condiments. They even have 60 flavors of brats to help keep things interesting at dinnertime all year round. They are the original home of the monthly meat bundle, and they are still the best value at just $35. That's why I shop at Bloomington Meats. They've got everything I need, and they've got the best value. Check out the old-fashioned butcher shop known as the best meat on Bun Street, and I think you're going to agree with me. Go to 2401 Bun Street, where you'll find a family-owned local business that supports our local communities. Bloomington Meats.
Welcome back to Bologna Pizza Co., Cross Creek Drive, Martin Luther King Drive, White Oak Road here on the west side of Normal. And Bologna Pizza Co., great place for groups, awesome atmosphere, great food, something for everyone. Get your team together at Bologna Pizza Co., proud supporter of Redbird Athletics. And, of course, our show is brought to you by the great taste of Bud Light, easy to drink and easy to enjoy. Little reminder, no Coach Peden show tonight. They're in Paradise getting ready to take on the Sycamores tomorrow night. You'll hear that 5:30 on the network here on WJBC as well as on 93.7 Nash Icon and the Varsity Network app. But what you can also hear later this week on WJBC and the Varsity Network app, the Illinois State women were back home, yay, on Doug Collins Court at CEFQ Arena. Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Thank goodness, yes.
But, Valpo provides those unique challenges,
yep.
And UIC was a team that I just wanted that one back.
Yep. I mean, we have a lot to – I don't think we played particularly well that weekend. So Thursday against UIC.
UIC first, yes.
That's a big game for them. Those young women play exceptionally hard, especially when they play us, if seeing their coach is a former Redbird. So that's a big game for them. And – you know, we weren't pleased with how we played. I loved our fight down the stretch. You know, we took them to overtime. It's just a game that we started out, couldn't make a shot in the first half. It was, man, oh, man. But we would like to have that one back. And we had, like I said, we had a great day of practice. And then Valpo, completely different type of game with their unique style of play on Saturday. But just if we can just take one game at a time, just, you know, like Dave said, just get that confidence back, just to feel good about things. I mean, that's half the battle.
Yeah, it definitely is, and I'm just kind of glad you get UIC first, frankly, to get back on the horse. I mean, not saying that one is better than the other necessarily, because anybody's going to beat anybody in this league, and we've seen that already
year. But, no, it'll be a more traditional style game, so to speak. It'll be man-to-man. What they run is nothing, you know, really unique, where Valpo runs that kind of interesting offense and does some different things defensively. But, you know, it just – I said it – Thursday night is the biggest game of our season, and we got to find a way to go 1-0 and then regroup and find another way on Saturday. And like they said, this group is so connected. They're such phenomenal young women. I know they want to. It's just we gotta get going, and we will.
A lot of things coming up this week, too, kind of some special things that are coming up with both Thursday and Saturday. I don't know if you had remembered any of this stuff or not. I was looking at mine. What is Thursday? Is the Pride Night.
Pride Night. So, I mean, that's something that's really important to our team. We we try to have a culture in our program and in our locker room that every person is valued for who they are. What I love is we have such a diverse locker room from, you know, race to socioeconomic to religion to sexual orientation. You know, we stand like all are welcomed in our program, and that's something. And I know, especially in today's, that's really important, especially for young people to really believe. And we just want to shed a positive life on, a light on that for not only our program but other programs at Illinois State or other students. Just that it is a safe place, and that's something that as a coaching staff and as a program that we stand for and that we value, and it's a value of our university, which we love. We try to mirror that. And then on Saturday is National Girls. We're celebrating National Girls and Women's Sports Day. So we have a lot of youth teams coming. It's alumni weekend, so we're going to have some alumni in.
Oh, awesome.
We just did a really cool photo shoot for the National Girls and Women's Sports Day. I think it's going to be really neat. Keelan and Dayton kind of took over that. It's going to be really it's cool. We have some young – the future is in that picture. At least, you know, I hope the future. My daughter may be in this picture. You know, I'm hoping – I'm trying to speak it into existence. But, you know, that game is going to be really special because there's going to be a lot of young – women there that hopefully we can inspire them to stay in sports and in the value of that.
Come on out, 6:30 on Thursday night against UIC. That's a little bit of a revenge game. Yeah, maybe they don't look at it that way. Maybe they do. They need to get that back. And Valpo got to sweep that season series against the Beacons, and we'll have them both on WJBC. Valpo by the 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, yep.
On Saturday, I didn't mention that. 6:30 Thursday and 4 o'clock on Saturday. That's going to be a lot of fun this week.
It's going to be awesome.
Can't wait to see some of those alums come back.
It'll be great. And I just want to thank everyone for coming out. I know on a Monday night you could be anywhere you want to be. It means a lot to myself and to Deja to see so many familiar faces. And just hope we see a lot of people in the stands Thursday and Saturday.
Come on out, be loud, rest your voices, and let's get a couple dubs here this weekend, and you'll hear them on WJBC as well. Thanks to Coach G. Thanks to everybody at Blono Pizza Co. Thanks to Jake Fogle, our producer and engineer. Kristen Gillespie Show presented by Bud Light, and this is the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.
Ground beef is only $2.99 a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And $2.99 a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for ground beef every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Denny's Donuts and Bakery has been a loyal Redbird supporter for over 40 years. When it comes to the competition, no one comes close to the taste of one of their fresh-made donuts. Mmm, they're great for your next school or church function, or even just to enjoy at home. Stop in and pick up yours at Denny's Donuts and Bakery, located at 1107 South Main Street in Bloomington. Denny's Donuts and Bakery and Redbird Basketball, a winning combination.
This is Shannon Smith.
And Tom Little City Peterson, your local real estate experts from RE/MAX Rising.
We are proud supporters of Illinois State University Athletics.
As lifelong Redbird fans, it's our privilege to present the Student Athlete Spotlight segment of the Coaches Show.
We wish the Redbirds and Coach Gillespie and Coach Peden a successful basketball season. Let's all spread the red and support Illinois State University Athletics.
Go you Redbirds!
Denny's Donuts and Bakery has been a loyal Redbird supporter for over 40 years. When it comes to the competition, no one comes close to the taste of one of their fresh-made donuts. Mmm, they're great for your next school or church function, or even just to enjoy at home. Stop in and pick up yours at Denny's Donuts and Bakery, located at 1107 South Main Street in Bloomington. Denny's Donuts and Bakery and Redbird Basketball, a winning combination.
When you have a disaster in your home, call Paul. Paul Davis Restoration. When the smoke and damage of a fire strikes your home, call Paul. You'll talk to a real person who can help you right away. They'll turn your disaster into a memory and get your home back to good with just one call.
When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis Restoration. From water damage to fire and smoke damage to mold remediation. When you have a home disaster, give Paul Davis Restoration a call and help is on its way.
We all have a mission in life. Something that drives us to explore, to grow, to love. And when we discover it, we're made whole. At OSF Healthcare, we want you to be the best you possible. We're here for you on your schedule to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission is, we're here to support it. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org/mission.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Live from Blow No Pizza Company in Normal on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield, the Kristen Gillespie Show has been brought to you by Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Also brought to you by State Farm. Just say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there and someone will be ready to help. The has been a Learfield presentation on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.